Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about the balance between hunting, family, work, and life in general. So when I first got into hunting, and chances are you're a lot like me, you already had stuff going on. You had things in your life. You didn't have all this extra free time with nothing else to do. If you do, great. You probably don't need this episode. But I had stuff to do. I had a family. I had a full plate. I had plenty of work. I had side hustle. I had all sorts of stuff that I was working on that it was involved in my life. I was busy with my church. I just had all sorts of things. I didn't really have all this extra free time that I knew about to try to go hunting with. But hunting takes a significant chunk of time. It does. It's a hobby. It takes some dedication. It takes some time. So what do you do in order to make that fit? And then what do you do to keep from going to the opposite extreme where you pour all of your time into hunting and you neglect things that are most important? So I'm going to go down and I'm just going to talk about some of my own experiences and some recommendations. I want to go area by area. So the first thing is family. How do you juggle hunting and having a family? You know, I've got a little son, I've got a wife. I could go nonstop all day just doing family stuff. We live close to family, extended family, so there's a lot going on there. So what do you do? Well, I've had to set some boundaries, and I recommend you do the same. I try, first of all, when it comes to time off, I try to never take more time for hunting than I do for my family. So I take my vacation days for the year, and then I divide them up, and then I allocate, okay, how many am I going to use for family vacation, other family-related stuff, you know, extra time off for the 4th of July, whatever you do, however you go about doing that. And then I set that those days aside, and then I say, okay, how many days then can I put towards hunting? And I try to always make sure I've got more time off for family or at least I don't have more time off for hunting. So it's either the same or I give more days and more time to family and do that. So that's one way, just a system of checks and balances. So I'm not going to go and use up, you know, 2 weeks of vacation for hunting and then only have 1 week to spend with my wife and my son. I feel like that is unfair to them and it's not a good balance. So I try to always have more time for family than I do for hunting. However, there's a lesson in there. So you got to schedule some time for hunting. I know I was talking to some people today and reading some comments from people today that, you know, for the last 10 years, they've, you know, only hunted deer on Saturdays, period, because they work during the week. Well, yeah, but if you got to make it a priority, you got to set some time aside. You got to set some vacation days, some time off, however you do it, whatever your job is, you got to set some time aside for hunting. At the beginning of the year, what I do, usually right around the holidays, is I will sketch out my vacation for next year. I don't schedule it at work, but I get a post-it note and I just figure about how many days I'm going to put towards whatever. I know I'm going to take a week off for family vacation, so I put that there. You know, I know there's a couple little things every year that I do with different things. I just write those in. And then I figure, okay, how many days do I want to take off for this hunting season? How many for that hunting season? And then I don't always stick to that plan, but I always have a plan so that I know I don't feel guilty about, well, I don't know if I can take those days off for hunting because I might need them for something else. Well, you know, you can move stuff around, but I have a plan. You know, this year I put 2 days off for turkey season. So I'm going to try to go out every Saturday, and I got 2 vacation days. I'm going to split those up. I'm going to do a couple half days. I might do 4 half days so I can go out 4 additional mornings in addition to the Saturdays. I might do 2 half days and a whole day. You know, hasn't happened yet, but I've sort of got that aside. I set 3 days aside for deer season in the fall. I may use those in rifle. I might use them for archery. You know, I might split it up. I haven't decided that, but I know that time is set aside. And if I want to, I might change it up some. I might take one of those days for deer and use it for something else, maybe small game or goose hunting. But I know I've got 2 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall that I've sort of set aside from my vacation days to go towards hunting. So I've made that a priority. I've notched it into my schedule. Maybe you can't do that many days, but if it's start with one or two, get build those into your schedule. And if you have to, schedule them way in advance. So you know I'm taking this day off for opening day of deer, or opening day of turkey, or opening day of pheasant, or whatever you want to hunt. You know, just make it a point, make it a priority, schedule it. It won't happen unless you do something. So then the other side is not going too far on the hunting side. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to hunt long season stuff, and I like to go out occasionally on the weekend. So, you know, you have deer in the fall. Well, rifle season's only 2 weeks. But if you hunt archery, if you get a crossbow, if you do something like that, all of a sudden you have months. So you can do 1 or 2 Saturdays a month in the fall. And you make sure you're spending more time with family or with what's most important. But you can plan for that. Spring turkey, it's about 5 weeks. A little less than 5 weeks. Well, that's about 5 Saturdays. So you could go out 2 of those. You can build that in. There's all sorts of other seasons, like crow in Pennsylvania, at least, that goes for like 9 months out of the year. So once a month you could go out hunting crows. Or you could do small game in the fall. You've got some long seasons, or you got waterfowl and ducks and geese and all that. You can set aside like 1 Saturday a month and say, I'm going to go hunting. Or maybe during the summer, you don't do any Saturdays. And then in the fall, you do a couple extra. However you do it, but make it a point to say, I'm going to allocate some days and some time. But at the same time, if you make that point like that, you don't have as much binge hunting time. It's not as big of a strain on your family and stuff. So you build it in. You make sure that you do it by building it in, but you also set up guardrails. Now, some people can go out somehow, I don't even understand it, for like spring turkey season, and they can hunt, you know, 6 mornings a week for 3 or 4 weeks. Honest to God, I don't know how you do it. I mean, you know, bless your heart if you can somehow endure the sleep deprivation of having to wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning every day and then go to work, or I don't know. I've heard of people that don't work. Well, if you're out of work, then, you know, you've got time. You can do something like that. But if you're working full time, I don't care what shift you have. That is hard to do. But then you also, you've got the risk of neglecting your family. So maybe you do it where, okay, for your season, you do a week. And you're going to go out for the first week of deer season every day. You're going to set that time aside, or the first week of turkey season, or whatever you do. Again, I'm talking to new hunters. You know, there's all kind of ways to do it, but set guardrails. Say, okay, I'm going to put this much time into it and no more. But at the same time, I'm going to put at least this much time into it to make sure that I get out there and do it, that I get into the woods, that I get some time in the field. Then you got work. Okay, so this is just as much of a tightrope to walk in terms of how do you balance your time, where do you put your time, how do you make priorities. You know, I don't think that calling off work all the time to go hunting is a good strategy, no matter what occupation you're in. Whether you know, across the board, doesn't matter what you do, calling off on a regular basis is not going to help you in terms of your career and keeping a job and keeping your employer happy. You have to think about things in advance. Being spontaneous with hunting and work is difficult.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
One thing that I do every spring is, you know, I will schedule my days off, usually in April, maybe a little earlier, in terms of, okay, I'm going to go out, you know, these certain days. I'm going to go out every Monday or every Friday and take a half day or something like that. But when I schedule them, I make sure I talk with my supervisor, say, hey, this is my plan, but there's weather involved, you know, weather permitting. It may be that, you know, Friday comes along and the weather's really bad and I might come in to work on that Friday and do Monday instead, and just work out some flexibility there in advance, knowing that this might have to shift a little bit. But you're up front. You know, deer season comes around. You know, have that conversation. Be like, hey, I want to take off a day or two, but depending on the weather and what's going on, can I have some flexibility? You know, I think it'll be this day, but once we get there, if the weather's bad, can I move that? Can I make an adjustment? Something like that, as opposed to just not showing up. Or something I've done in the past is, you know, Friday comes along and it looks like Monday and Tuesday are going to be great. You know, I might ask my boss, hey, could I take, you know, some days off here, just sort of spur of the moment, because the weather looks like it's going to be good. I didn't put it on the schedule. I didn't plan it. But can I do that? And usually, if you give a couple days notice, you have a fair chance of being able to do that. If they say no, you can be sure that if you wouldn't have shown up that day and just called off or called in sick, which is also lying, that it wouldn't have gone better for you. I could guarantee it. So, you know, think about these things in advance. Talk about them with the people that you need to talk about them with. See if you can get some flexibility. You know, if you're not always calling off and you're there and you're dedicated and you're a good worker and, you know, people know that you like to hunt and there's certain seasons of the year that you do that, and, you know, you're a lot more likely to get some grace, to get some flexibility around those particular seasons and those particular times, if you have that conversation in advance and if you talk about it, and especially if you're willing to be flexible for when other people need to do stuff, you know, you can sort of earn that respect and earn that trust and earn that flexibility. And so you've got to balance hunting with your family. You got to balance hunting with your work, and then you got to balance hunting with whatever else you've got in your life that's important. For me, church is important. I've had to bump some opening days of some things, of some seasons in the past. I've had to move some things around because there were some church events or some church activities that I just had to sit down and say, now look, sure, I want to be in the woods, but I have to look at this and say, what's more important? And I got to go with the more important thing. And I got to say, you know what? There's other days to hunt. You know, that this is what it is, when it is. This is important. I need to make time for this, and I need to push back that plan. Now, sometimes, you know, you book a trip and you're going to be out of town. Well, you know, you make commitments in certain things that may supersede other things, but do that strategically, do that thoughtfully. You know, I've known of people in the past that they know they've got, you know, something going on in their family or at work or their personal life. So they purposely book a hunting trip that day or that weekend or that week to get away from it so they don't have to deal with it. Well, that's no different than, you know, calling off sick, you know, on the day of your spelling test in grade school because you don't want to have to deal with it. You know, don't do stuff like that. That's not going to earn you respect. That's not going to earn you grace. That's not going to earn you favor and leeway and flexibility to do what you want to do. Be upfront. Step up. Know what you should do. Know what the right thing to do is. Do the right thing. And then plan your best around that. So that's basically my advice. Set guardrails to keep hunting from overrunning your family and your occupation and your personal life. But at the same time, schedule time for hunting into your personal life, into your work, into your family, so that you make sure you're able to do it and you do it in a way that's respectable. You're not just making last minute decisions all the time. You're talking about it in advance. You're planning it. You get, you know, buy-in from your spouse, from your employer, from your kids, from your parents, whoever's involved in your life. And you know, you do it with respect. And I found that when you hunt with respect, when you schedule things respectfully, when, you know, when you go to people and say, hey, I'd like to take this day, whether it's someone in your family or at your job or whatever, you know, I'd like to take this day and go hunting. And they come back and say, well, actually, this is going on that day, or this has happened, or we have this family event or this work event, or, you know, could you do another day? You know, if you'll back off and say, yeah, no problem, we'll do it. How about this other day? You earn respect. Well, I might miss opening day then. Well, you know what? It's more important to maintain your honor than it is to be in the woods for opening day. And I can assure you that the more respect and the more integrity you walk in and the more maturity that you show will come back to you in the long run. You know, when you make the right decisions, when you honor and respect your family and your occupation and things in your personal life, then you will earn points and rights and grace and help to do things down the road, because it's just the way that it is. When you show respect, people show respect to you. And you might find yourself down the road and, you know, you mentioned something about opening day coming up and somebody says, oh, you know what? I'll cover for you. Don't even worry about it, because they've seen you put things that are important first and they're willing to do things that are flexible or to help you be flexible and stuff like that. So that's my advice. Hope that's helpful. Head down to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes. Look at other episodes, leave us some feedback, ask a question. We'd love to hear from you guys. Till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
You'd think with four of us spread out on a tiny island that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.